Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. And listeners, what about you? After all the buildup to yesterday's eclipse, how was your experience? 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. We're inviting you if you are in town or if you travel to be in totality in Indiana, where Umair was, up in the Adirondacks or the Burlington area, or wherever you may have gone, call up and share your experience of yesterday's total solar eclipse. Where did you go? Who are you with is another thing. It was cool for me to be out in my local park and see a lot of people had come out to enjoy the experience. I know people who are parents of kids currently in school who had, feelings of community with the kids, whether it was out in the schoolyard or out in the park, wherever you were. And what are some of the memories of the total solar eclipse that you'll carry on with you? What do you think you'll remember from yesterday? 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. I talked on yesterday's show about the one time that I was in a total solar eclipse, and that one of the things that I've remembered ever since was the birds kind of freaking out when it became dark in the middle of the day. Yesterday, for me, in New York City, it was kind of underwhelming, except for the actual looking at the sun through those special glasses and seeing the moon actually pass over the sun. That was cool. But what I had said yesterday was, as my tip, if you go out to experience the eclipse, it's not only about the sun. It's about what's going to happen as it gets dark. Maybe animals are going to move, birds. It's going to feel weird. There are going to be these interesting shadows. I'm not sure that happened very much in the greater New York City area specifically. So for me, a little underwhelming in that respect, although it was still totally cool to see the moon almost totally cover the sun, though interestingly, surprising to me that since it was 90% covered at some point in the New York City area, it didn't really get dark. Maybe some of you who are more attuned to the subtleties of that can call up and say, yeah, well, you know, it did kind of get dark, kind of got dark, and it was inspiring in that respect. So we want to hear your experiences of the total solar eclipse, whether you were in the path of totality or just on the periphery like here in New York. 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692, and we'll take your calls right after this. Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and now to your experiences of the eclipse. Mary in Point Pleasant, you're on WNYC. Hi, Mary.
Hi, good morning, Brian. So I flew out to Indianapolis on Friday afternoon, right after the earthquake. Took the train out of Bayhead to Newark Airport. It took me 12 and a half hours to end up out in Indianapolis because they didn't have the air train running, because they had inspectors checking the air train, all the bridges the train went over. In Rahway and Belmar, as you were going on the train, all had to be inspected, so only one train could go over at a time. Yeah. Got to the airport finally, took a bus. Finally, the flight was delayed because they were checking tarmac. I eventually get out to Indianapolis, and we are seeing that it's going to be so beautiful and so many people, so we decided to drive to Batesville, which was in the Total section. We drove down to Batesville, went to this beautiful park, hung out for an hour and a half, and then we started thinking, how am I going to get back to the airport in time for my 7 p.m. flight? So we decided to drive closer to Route 74, the interstate. We pulled into a giant tractor supply with a strip mall and a McDonald's in the parking lot, hanging out with our chairs. Everybody was festive. It was absolutely a magical, undoubtedly the most beautiful natural thing I've ever seen. But as it got dark, all of the lights came on the highway and the McDonald's, all of the parking lot. All of the lights came on because they weren't
They're programmed to respond to light.
Yes, Yeah, so it ended up, in the end, not being totally black, but we could look to the northeast, and you could see the sky was black up there, almost like a bad storm was on its way.
That's a great story, Mary. So for one thing, the earthquake and the eclipse will forever be connected for you because of the travel experience. And then even if you didn't see birds freak out, you saw the streetlights freak out. That's really funny. Mary, thank you very much. Carrie in Clinton Hill, you're on WNYC. Hi, Carrie.
Oh, hi, Brian. First-time caller, long-time listener.
Glad you're on.
Yeah, I love what you do. I listen every day. So I actually was listening yesterday, and I heard that if you bring a colander to the eclipse, something magical happens. And so my husband, my six-year-old, and I went to the park, and my husband was very skeptical about bringing the colander, but I insisted, and we brought it, and we walked all the way to the top of the hill at Fort Greene Park, and we situated ourselves next to this whiteboard, took the colander out, and started looking at it, the shadows on the whiteboard, and all of a sudden, just like, all of these people were like, wow, that's so cool, and everyone was crowding around, and everyone was taking turns looking at the eclipse through the colander, and it was really special.
Wow. So right there in Brooklyn, you got a shadow effect by putting the colander out.
Yeah, it was so cool. It was really, really beautiful and unexpected. I mean, especially because my husband was like, you're crazy. And when we got to the top of the hill, he was like, look at everyone in their colanders. And nobody had a colander. We were the only one.
Carrie, that's a great story. I wish I knew about the colanders. Let's see. Here's a text. Juan from West New York writes, and you know that's in Jersey, even though it's called West New York, right? I surprised my son, Troy, and picked him up from school. I wasn't going to miss out on this once-in-a-lifetime moment to share with my 9-year-old. We went outside our house. It did get dark and windy, and there was a moment of quietness that I enjoyed where it felt like it was just me and my son, a moment I, nor hopefully him, will ever forget. He really enjoyed it. That is so sweet. Elizabeth in Hartsdale, you're on WNYC. Hi, Elizabeth.
Hi, Brian. Wow, I'm so excited. I went to Nebraska for the 2017 totality, and I was in a national park with thousands of people, and Bill Nye is the science guy. Hmm. This time I went to Stowe, Vermont, and I was completely by myself.
Wow.
And it was so incredible. I cried. The birds I noticed freaked out when the eclipse started, not so much when it was dark, although I did hear them. And I could hear people cheering in the distance. But it was magical. And I can't wait to go see another one.
Beautiful, Elizabeth. Thank you. Savannah in Westchester, who went up to the Adirondacks, right, Savannah?
Yes, Brian, we went to Old Forge, which is a town I've been going to my entire life in the summer for the July 4th holiday. I've actually never seen it with, like, no green. Like, I've never seen it in any other season. But my husband was excited, and he booked this, like, 3 years ago. And we went and sat on our deck, and my entire family, I pulled the kids from school, my cousin's six-month-old up to our 97-year-old great-aunt.
Wow.
And we all sat there together, and it got totally, completely dark. But what I experienced mostly was like a sunset. It felt like a 360-degree sunset.
Yes.
Which is my favorite time of day anyway.
Yes.
And so I am sensitive to all these the light, and, you know, I'm a painter, so like the shadows, and it was, I have to say, I snickered. I think it was at your on your show last week when I thought of these people who have these spiritual experiences. I was sort of like, I mean, it's cool astrologically, but, you know, I completely I just cried. I didn't know what to do. It was just so beautiful and so weird. And we saw the corona. Like, it was totally blown away by it.
I'm so glad you had the full experience. And yeah, that 360 sunset effect, of course, typically the sun goes down in one direction, and so you see the sunset over there. But when you're seeing that all the way around you, 360, what an experience. Savannah, thank you for sharing it. Dawn in Brooklyn, you're on WNYC. Hi, Dawn.
Hey, Brian. I was able to get a group of friends to come with me, and we went to Greenwood Cemetery, and we found the highest point and sat up on a hill, and there were all kinds of people around on blankets and folks with big telescope cameras, and everyone was really friendly. And as the eclipse progressed, the quality of light was changing. You could sense it, and the birds kind of quieted. And then at one point, everybody started cheering. So all these people around were cheering, and a couple kids started howling at the moon. And then everybody around started howling, like wolves howling at the moon, obscuring the sun. It was incredible.
A lot of people at Greenwood Cemetery, I heard, yeah?
Yeah, it was. There was a lot of space to spread out, but definitely a lot of people.
Dawn, thank you. Beautifully described. Jim in Yonkers is going to get the last word. Jim, you're on WNYC. Hi.
Hi. Yeah, what I thought was really profound and kind of moving was just the sense of how small we all are in the universe, and we're just here for a brief sliver of time. And also, it's a painful time on Earth right now with the wars and politics and division. And this was I think it was more about the people and you know, just being... Yep. This sense of connection to the world, as opposed to just a an event in the sky. So it just made me think of connection to all the people in the world.
A perfect way to end, because what was more important than that yesterday? Jim, thank you very much. Thanks to all of you who called and shared your eclipse experiences or your earthquake/eclipse experiences. And that's the Brian Lehrer Show for today. Produced by Mary Croak, Lisa Allison, Amina Cerna, Carl Boisrond, and Esperanza Rosenbaum. Zach Goddard-Cohen edits our National Politics Podcast. Our intern this term is Ethel and Daniel Schurz. Megan Ryan is the head of live radio, and we had Juliana Fonda at the audio controls. Stay tuned for all of it.